I've used this yin and yang reminder to you as a contemplation until I thought my head was going to pop a few times. I've kind of shorthanded it in English, in whichever way he conceives of it, thereby turns it otherwise. Right. I don't know if that's an accurate rendering by Jnanananda or not. That's what I kind of ended up sticking in my brain. But, initially, kind of considered as whichever way you conceive of the object, this object is changing, but really, the entire conception of the object is an internal mental phenomenon. And so that conception changes, but also additionally, the self, which it moves on to other objects,
yes.
And it reevaluates that concept.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, so I kind of put this down in some ways because it can sometimes kind of become a papanchan spinning out itself.
Right.
Is there any? I mean, it's part of the whole name and form thing I get into. talk about. Is there any guidance in maybe like a particular place sometimes I just it's kind of a tough thing to describe. I know it's a valuable reflection for me, but in a way I kind of go down because it's kind of too much.
Yeah, well, I think that's actually because it always comes back to dukkha.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of in terms of how we work with it, and sort of recognizing dukkha and cessation of dukkha, and so that it's helpful to have that because we believe in our mind so much, so that to have that refrain, for however one conceives it, it is always going to be otherwise. Because the mind is always, it's looking for some place to hang its hat and create a reality. This is true. And to keep reminding oneself of that phrase is actually really helpful. But as you say, if it's based on conceiving, then you can tie yourself in knots with it.
I guess it just kind of popped in my head. Maybe you just hold it lighter in a way. Just as a, because if it's around food, something you might think it's going to be something or taste a certain way. And, I often reflect on old advertising stuff. Like they have the classics form of, is that, you can't video beer because it goes flat immediately. So it's actually lacquer. Often that they change the speed, but nobody goes, I really want a warm lacquer. After they see it during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
See, but you don't know. When you look at food, you really have no idea. It's all reflections on your past experience. So just uncertain, maybe just like Ajahn Chah, uncertainty.
A lot of it is just sort of shining light on the process, just to sort of be able to recognize, say, how culpable we are.
Totally culpable. It's entirely.
But then that being tuning into that experiential realm. Is this helping to release suffering or not? Because sometimes we can try to figure things out so much that it becomes suffering, even if we're correct. But the result the mind gets tangled. And I think that's the recognizing that flavor of the teachings, trying to get us back to a place of relinquishment, dispassion, relinquishment.
I use that same contemplation, and I would maybe use the word like trying to eat away at the trustworthiness of the mind, like how much I trust my perceptions in my mind.
Yeah.
So trying to trust it less.
Yes. It's like Benjamin Charles, right? Yeah. The mind is a liar and a cheat.
Yes, that one too.
And the reality also is that when we can conceive of something like a tummy at times, sort of, oh, wow. I'm having a conceit, yes. In that sense of, there's more to this picture than we normally see. Or even of those nine eyes that Ajahn Buddhadasa points to. Those are really helpful. Like a reminder, the tools that we have for reflecting on experience.
Mm-hmm. It seems like the Bahya Sutta sort of points to that. Mm-hmm. In the same way, there's only the same.
Yeah, and that. And particularly with the the Bahya Sutta, it's helpful to, because sometimes people try, pick up that and seeing is only seen, and then try to hold that, trying to replicate that experience of their being, just a sense experience, and forget that the sutta goes on to talk about how the sense of self is created, or how the self itself can be let go of, not forming a self. That's part of that atomyata, where we're not formulating, we're not getting caught by the formulation of a self or an other.
Yes. It's like for myself, sometimes when I use a reflection along those lines, it's very easy to see the objective is kind of, okay, that's not really substantial. At least it's easy to put the label on it like that.
Yeah.
Then, but the instinct is not to want to turn around and put the label back to yourself. If you do start doing that, and then you're just kind of playing with the kind of the rapid fire sense data. Yeah. Your mind keeps wanting to go rapid fire. It wants something.
Somewhere
to kind of rest.
Yeah, absolutely.
It almost induces restlessness or anxiety or like confusion. It almost feels overwhelming. Like there's just all the sense data. I don't know what to do with it. I just need to do something else besides sit here and watch it.
Right. That's where, again, that sense of paying attention to. Because it comes back to those four noble truths. Everything comes back to that, and that sense of dukkha and cessation dukkha. And so we have to see, because even really good tools, you can hurt yourself with them. It's like it's this great hammer. One of these great, those like Big Steve has, when he first came back to work this early in the spring, he's just so proud of this Japanese hammer that was perfectly balanced. But and it's true, it's a great tool, but you can still smash your thumb. So paying attention to, okay, what's the result as well? How are we dealing with it? So it should always be, we should be encouraging ourselves to how do we find that place of ease and clarity and peace? And that's sometimes where you have to, set the contemplations down and just come back to the breath, which sometimes drives you nuts as well, because I want to figure it out. But there's some things you can't actually figure out. There's the limitations of the conceptual mind. It has to be seen.
You're kind of having a wholesome practice to turn your attention back towards
Maybe
getting a little
unbalanced
just come out of it.
Yeah.